the remembrance of Allah is that busy. And we say countless verses before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on his wives, and on his companions, and on the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filling the gap and purifying them and pure. And as to what follows, the reminder that we take from the Quran, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, from Surah Yunus, Ayah 62, Ayah 63, Ayah 64. And the translation is as follows, says that for sure, the friends of Allah, they don't fear, and they're not worried. The ones who believe, and the ones who have power, or God conscious. The ones who believe, and the ones who have God consciousness, or conscious about their Lord. For them, is good news in this life and in the hereafter. Good news. And there's no changing in the words of Allah. This is the highest reward that they can achieve. The reminder or the encouragement for all of us is to try our best to focus on being the friend of Allah. This word, as you see, we're coming out of Ramadan just last month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Says, all you who believe, fasting was prescribed for you like it was prescribed for those before you, so that you can have taqwa, تَتَّقُونَ. Same word in Surah Yunus. When I was reading the ayat, a light went off with the connection between both of those ayats, from so that you can learn taqwa, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Al-ladina amanu wa kanu yattaqun." Taqwa yattaqun. So in my mind, it connected to say, "Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting as a means of self-control for us, but only so that we can become the friend of Allah. The friend of Allah, subhanAllah. And on the friend of Allah, the friend of Allah being worried. And we don't move in fear. We don't live in fear because we have a sense of sakina or peace of reassurance that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look out for us no matter what. No matter what happens. But then we also have to pay attention because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says they killed the friends of Allah and they sold them wrongfully. But we can't be afraid of that. Because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Lahumu al-Bushra. And this word Bushra, when we try to translate some word from Arabic to English, sometimes the words don't give it enough just so that we can feel it, because the way we talk in English and then the way that it's translated in Arabic, the way that it's spoken in Arabic is different. But the word bushra means, it's like this news, it's not just good news, it's like, for lack of a better way to explain it, is if somebody promised you, you don't have no bills for the rest of your life. It's like you can have live in this nice house with all of your family in there, rent free. Anything you want is at your service. This is just bushra. Fil hayat dunya wa fil akhirah. This is where we are. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tabdila li kalimatillah. There's no changing in the words of Allah with that. When you are the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wouldn't we want to be the friend of Allah? Wouldn't we want to focus more on being the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than what's happening with us today? Today we are, Allah gave us power and we're misusing our power. Allah gave us talent and skills and we're misusing our talent and skills. We are breaking our friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because the distraction of shaitan, and then we're looking at people as if people have given us good news. They don't even give us good news. They have not even given us any kind of security at all, but we put our trust in our jobs. We put our trust in money. We put our trust in everything else. In people, where we try to compromise who we are, seeking to please people so that they can, or we can get higher status, or they can get us into another door, or, and we turn, as Muslims, we turn ourselves into opportunists. That's what we do. We become opportunists. You gotta do what you gotta do in order to get what you wanna do. All of this stuff doesn't make sense. Because when you become focused, when you focus on things, the Creator, my Creator, the Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, I have to answer to my Creator. I'm focused on the one who made me. I'm focused on the one who created the sun and the moon. For me. The one who created the water. For me. Who created food. For me. Who created companions. For me. Who created the light and the night. For me. I'm focused on this. I'm focused on Creator. Because when I focus on building my relationship with the Creator, there's no, I have good news. I'm fine. The sense of security that we have is, subhanAllah, it's a beautiful feeling. It's beautiful, man. And if we haven't tapped into it, we can ask Allah for it. Allah bless me, make me become your friend. And let me start focusing, because when I tell myself all of us have sins, all of us make sins and mistakes, all of us is doing something that can either keep us on the Surah Al-Mustaqim or take us right into Jahannam. Every last one of us. There's no big eyes, no little U's. I don't care how much Quran, Hadith we know, or how much we've been studying, or how good our families are, or how much money we've been giving, how many masjids we built. It does not even matter. There's one deed that we're doing that we're fighting. Something we're doing that we have to fight. We have to fight. And I got sent this story today. And the story was about a woman. And she was cooking. And she would leave food out. It was like she was making this bread. And she would leave some food on the windowsill. And there was a homeless man who had a hunchback. And he would come by and he would take the food. And he would have this saying, and he said, "The evil stays with you. The evil you do stays with you, and the good always come back. The evil you do stays with you, and the good always come back." So, this kept going on, right? And he would always take the bread, and he would continue to say the same. Then the lady, she said she got touched, because she was like, "Man, this dude never say thank you or nothing. He just take the bread and run off. He don't know today. Nothing except for the evil you do. I ain't doing no evil. I'm tired of him." She got upset. At one point, she decided, she was so frustrated, she's going to put some poison in the bread, because she felt like this dude is honoring. And he's ungrateful. And she got emotional, and she put the poison in the bread. And then at the last minute, she changed her mind. She said, "No, I don't want to do that. What am I doing?" And she threw the bread in the fire. And she made some more bread, and she put the bread up there. And she said, "It's true." How many of us do that all the time? We're like, "Man, I was going to do something wrong. I changed my mind." How many of us have to run to the law? What happened later, her son was gone for some years, and he was in the war. He come back, knocked on the door. He was all famished, clothes was torn off and everything. And he knocked on the door, and she was like, "Oh, my son is back home." And he said, "Yeah, you know, I was messed up, I was hurt, and I was hungry and I was so weak and I fell down on the ground. If it wasn't for this man, homeless dude with a hunchback, he came and he said, can I help you?" And he said, "I need some bread, something to eat." And he said, "I have bread." And he gave him that same bread. He said, "You need it more than I do." And he gave him the bread, and the bread gave him strength. And when he went home, and the woman started crying. She started crying. Had she not gave the man, subhanAllah, the bread, she had poisoned her own son. If Allah didn't make her retract the bread, she would have killed her own son from her emotion. And she just, subhanAllah, she just cried. Because the evil that we do stays with us and the good always come back. So the good of her continuously giving bread, even though she was upset and she felt like this dude was ungrateful, she felt like he was ungrateful. She wanted to take matters into her own hands. Now, listen. The reminder for us is that sometimes we want this microwave stuff, to be honest with you. We want to raise our hands with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we want it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer. We want it right now. That's how we act. We don't raise our hands, or Allah, give it to me right now. We have no patience, we have no understanding, even are we not even deserving of raising our hands and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just says, okay. We're not even deserving of that. So when somebody else say thank you, or so we want to take matters into our own hands all the time. We have no patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. He says, all you who believe, if you really believe, seek help in patience in prayer. Allah loves those, or in this ayah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is with those who are patient. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you, then alhamdulillah, you become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The focus is how do we live as human beings but still become friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's in the Quran. The challenges that all of the prophets made, that the examples Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in all of the surahs of Yusuf, surahs of Yunus, we make mistakes. The prophets, they made mistakes. So it's not to beat yourselves up over the mistake, but the focus is I want to make sure that I tell myself if I be good, if I speak good, if I program myself to think good, I do that. The infinite love by the permission of Allah, then I can become the friend of Allah. The reality is we're not going to know it until we die. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you signs and He will give you comfort in this life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's real. It's real. It has to be something more real than everything that we see. It has to be. There has to be something more real than the things that we feel. Because if you understand, sometimes you feel one way and immediately feel something else. So there has to be something stronger than an emotion. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he teaches us the sciences about how we control our emotions. When you become angry, sit down. If you feel angry, lie down. These things is not to be taken, we play with it. We play with these things, but because we don't believe in it. Because we are surrounded by people who've been distracted or people who have forgotten. But our natural selves is to hear Allah, obey Allah. Our natural selves. Our physical self, and we've letting our physical self just run off. We have to get control of that. And you can program yourself to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can follow, this is the reason why Allah subhanahu when we're talking about suffer and being patient, or just waiting. People say, how long do you have to wait? That's not even a moment. If we can wait, my father used to say, whatever Allah subhanahu wa put on us, if Allah like it, I love it. He said that all the time. It don't matter what it is. And he would tell us that as children, he would say, if Allah like it, I love it. And I was confused because they would steal the car in Detroit. And he would be like, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they took the car. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they're going to take the car. They took the car. And we're sitting here like, I'm crazy. Like, what are we going to do without the car? Subhanallah, man, I'm telling you the things that I witnessed from people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who believe. Who don't have to cheat, who don't have to lie, who don't have to use profanity, who don't have to go dig into their lower selves. People who just, even when people, when we upset and we argue, the ones who come back and say, forgive me. This is big, man. This is really big. Forgive me. I'm sorry. The ones who can say, I forgive you. The ones, it's amazing, I'm telling you, we have it, all of us have it. And you think you don't have it, don't listen to Shaitan, because you do have it. I can't forgive them because, you know, I just, you know, they just did me too wrong. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth holding on to this stuff. They said the person that did you wrong, the ones, they got the best of you, and they have your strength because they're controlling you. Because you mad. You mad and you upset. And they're controlling you. And the longer that you hold on to that anger, the more power you just keep giving them of yourself. And it's not worth it. And that's why we want to continue to remind people about these principles of love. It's amazing what you can do. You're superhuman. It's amazing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do for you. It's amazing. And you'll sit there and you say, wow, I don't even know how this happened. I don't know how this worked out. But it worked out. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaitan will come and he will distract you to start making you think, man, you got skills. You see how you put the one over the two like that? They didn't even see it. They didn't even see it. They gave you all of that money because you got this, and it's a trick. It's a trick. It all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the bad comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it's a trial for us in order to know how to react. We have to learn how to react to Allah's test. People are put inside of our lives for a reason. And we don't know who the friend of Allah is. You understand? We can look and we can try to judge people and say, well, no, they're not the friend of Allah because look at how they act. They this, they that, they drinking and smoking, they lying, they cussing, they cheating. But let me tell you a story about Umar ibn al-Khattab. When Umar ibn al-Khattab was reflecting on his past day, and then he was there and he started crying. And he said, the one thing that I regret is when I was burying my daughter alive, and then she was wiping the dirt out of my beard. And I buried her alive. I regret that moment. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you even then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loved Umar ibn al-Khattab even then when he was creating the most heinous of crimes, of actions. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew what he had written him for. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what he's written all of us for, we don't know. So we keep looking and fussing at each other, and the one that you're arguing with might be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one that you're treating ill out in the streets might be a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand? So if the criteria is the example, it's the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't treat nobody bad. No matter what they call you, no matter what they say to you, it's too many stories of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to show you how to respond. How to respond to people who are speaking ill. Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says inside the Quran, why are you talking to the foolish? They only sink in to distract you, man. Why are you doing that? You don't have to waste your time doing that. Focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Focus on the work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to do. Focus on the good. Just encourage people to do good. If we keep getting pulled into all this fussing and fighting, we're going to bring all the trials on ourselves. And this is what we're doing over in Egypt, what we're doing in Syria. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this wrong has happened to us come from our own hands. Now we have all this bloodshed on our hands, and we're talking about, hey, I have Allah Muhammad or Rasulullah. We should be ashamed of ourselves. We have to find some kind of way. We're going into ourselves in order to be powerful or to lead people, to be controlling everything against the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will not be successful because surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no success except for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, watch when you see the people entering into Islam in groups. Watch. The promise of Allah, Allah will always win. Islam will prevail. Whether it's up or not. You understand? The example is those people knelt by mercy on all of those lives, man. Let me tell you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put them here so And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them home. And the problem for us, we don't realize that they're here for us. We don't realize the fact that we got money is for the people who don't have no money. We have food to give to the people who don't have food. We have status in order to bring others, to empower people and invite them to our things, to the same status. Because we don't truly believe unless we love for each other what we love for ourselves. It don't matter how much we talk. It don't matter how much we memorize of this beautiful Islam. It doesn't matter if our actions are contrary, then we've beaten ourselves up. And it's us. The problem is us. It's us, man. Because Islam and the criteria, the blueprint of Islam is for us to succeed and win. لَهُمْ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. This is good news for you in this life and in the next life. So if you're thinking that you won't be successful here, if you're thinking there's no way for Muslims to be successful, for you to live a decent life and for your family to live, then you are mistaken. You are mistaken. You are mistaken because who said that your decent life was money and big houses and big cars? Who said it? Who said it? They taught us that stuff, man. But this stuff, the Prophet ﷺ said, just to keep it because it is real, this stuff, man, the Prophet ﷺ said, you focus on the akhirah and the dunya, all of it, all of the dunya will eat out of your hand like a fat lion. Eating out of the hand, like an animal or like a beast, eat out of the hand of its owner. Do you understand? You don't have to change doing it. You don't have to. You don't have to change it. It will follow you. And pay attention. It makes them pay attention to the Quran. You want to break. Prophet Ibrahim, Prophet Musa, Prophet Yusuf. Look at the examples. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the examples. They went through hard times, but they remained steadfast. And because they were friends of Allah, Allah said that his friends, the Anbiya, they're friends of Allah. Look at the success. All of Arabia. Look at Prophet Yusuf, the leader of Egypt. When Prophet Yaqub had to deal with sibling rivalry. The brothers against the other brothers, they want to kill him because he got a different mama. Stuff is real, man. I don't know how you read the Quran, but you gotta ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you to understand it so you can understand this stuff goes on every day. And then they want to put the boy inside of the well. One said, let's kill him, kill your own brother. No, no, let's put him inside of the well. And he went to prison. He did all this kind of trials and tribulations that he went through in his life. And what happened in the end? He remained steadfast, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him a ruler in the land. You want to be rulers in this land. We have to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just put us here for nothing. You understand? We got to believe in it. And we got to try to do right and do good. For Allah's sake. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كثيرا الحمد لله على كل حال ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Verily assuredly the friends of Allah, they do not fear and they are not worried. They do not fear, we are not worried. When we don't have it, we don't have it. And we have to stop this thing. I mean, alhamdulillah, the story, I've said it a few times, but I didn't say it here, so I'm going to share it. Yeah, I learned it in Ramadan. Apostle, who was a young brother named Brother Malik, he shared us this story from one of his teachers, and he said that there was a guy who was working at a store, and he went into the store, went into the freezer, it was at the end of the night, and he went into the freezer, and the freezer closed behind him. And he was locked inside of the freezer. And when he's locked inside the freezer, he starts saying, oh my goodness, like, I can't get out. And he couldn't get out of the freezer, and he's locked in there. And so then he said, nobody's coming till in the morning, I'm going to be froze by the morning time. So he started writing on the wall to tell his story. At hour one, then it's getting really cold. It's so cold. Hour five, oh, my ears. Hour seven, I can't feel my hands. And he wrote it down. He's jotting it all down. And then in the morning, when the owner them came and they opened up the door and opened the freezer, then they saw him laying there dead. And he died from hypothermia. What he didn't see, or what he didn't know, was that the owner had left a note on the outside of the door saying that the freezers don't work. The freezers don't work. And this man, it wouldn't freeze. But the man had tricked himself to believing that he was dying, that he was going to freeze to death, that he actually froze to death. And what it taught me was, subhanAllah, the power of the human being. It's so true. The things, the way that you look at things, the way you perceive things, you make it your reality. The Wallah from God talks about you got to believe in the unseen. Because you can't take things for what it looks like or what it seems. And then the example of the Quran, when it looked like, and it looked like that David and the Prophet Dawood was going to get slew, and like the army was so small and these guys were big, and they was, it was, you know, Goliath, and he was there. It looked like they would just lose. It looked like the Battle of Badr, the Prophet ﷺ, them would lose. It looked like the Battle of Khaybar, it looked like they would lose. But you can never go by what it looked like. It looked like there would never be no establishment of Islam in America. It would look like that everybody just want to come, keep living, just wild and crazy. It looked like the Muslims won't get the respect. It looked like that we will not be able to just be more than just giving us a bunch of what they try to play with us with these little law things, but you know, how they just give them what they want and then it's okay, but then they make it hard when Muslims are wearing hijab to go to work. And they discriminate, you know, stories. It looked like that there was this thing is going to get worse and worse. But we don't. We cannot, if we can program ourselves to kill ourselves with hypothermia, because that's what he did, and we all do that. The minute somebody tells us, the doctor tells you, you're sick, oh, you start worrying about the sickness. And your worry and your stress creates more of a problem for all of us. So, when we're living like that, we hinder ourselves. We're living in fear, we're living in worry. The encouragement for us is to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because then we know that it's whatever Allah likes and we love it. If all of your money is gone, you think Allah don't know your money is gone? You think, oh man, I'm lonely. You think Allah don't know you lonely? Watch, man. Be patient and watch what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do. If we're worthy, we got to start trying to make ourselves be worthy. Be worthy of this ni'mah. And Allah is so merciful. Look at this. Fir'aun, Allah blessed him so much. With so much, and gave him chances after chances after chances. And this dude was bad. He was bad. So if you look at yourself, this is my encouragement. For myself, that I tell myself, Fir'aun is getting away with some evil. I'm gonna try to be hard on myself to do my best to stay good. And I know that I'm gonna make some mistakes, but I'm never gonna let your God whisper inside of my head to tell me, hey, you're a lost cause. You might as well just go on and accept Jahiliyyah. I'm not gonna tell myself that it's too late for me. It's not too late for none of us. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still blessing us to breathe. And all the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, no matter the mistakes that you made yesterday and the day before that, be hard on yourself to reprogram yourself to say, I want to be a friend of Allah. I want to be a friend of my Creator. And so I don't want to commit this sin, because this sin will break my relationship. It might make Allah say, I can't be your friend right now because you caused it too much stuff that's not with me. You understand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't leave us until we leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are His beloved servants. He created us. We are the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so is everybody else. You understand? This is how we look at people. Even when they're being ignorant, they're being foolish, and they're wrong, they're being disrespectful, they're being foul, they steal the property of Allah. And if we look at people like that, then maybe we don't want to hurt them. Maybe they will still give us that sense of care like the Prophet sallallahu had with people. No matter what, the Prophet cared about the people regardless. And the lady landed, this is what makes her say, Assalamu alaikum. That's what makes her say it. Because she said, she was like, you've got to be the messenger of Allah. I thought, I did so much evil and bad to you. And you won't come and see me when I'm sick? That's who we are. That's what we follow. We can't follow this devil. We can't follow this. We do this inside the masjid with people who make us salah. We don't even look at each other honorably. But we all are a proxy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us. And your family that's not Muslim, them too. And the people that come inside of the masjid with the tank tops and everybody that we got issues and problems with, the sister without hijab, they the property of Allah too. And if maybe we followed the Prophet and had that love and functioned on that love instead of functioning on, you know better than that, then maybe we can build some unity. This is Islam. Y'all, I don't know what that is. But Islam will make the world a better place. Islam. Just being Muslim, alhamdulillah, we grateful. We got to try to focus on what Allah calls it, haq, exhorting people good, exhorting people truth. We have to start trying to, Quran is a self-help book, man. It's your self-improvement book. It's the best one that we can have, the Quran. And we have to look into it like that. I gotta grab the Quran. I gotta read the Quran. You emotional about some things that happened? Read Quran. Make some salat. Look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give that heart. Look for Allah to comfort your heart. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn your heart from tarnished to good to clean it up. And Allah will do it. He will do it. He will give a way for each and every one of us to do the things that we like to do, and He will make it halal. He will give us the creativity to be able to help and benefit mankind. That's what we're here for. We're here to serve people. We're not here to be served. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already served us. فَلِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ How much of these favors of your Lord you gonna deny in order to keep asking and asking? He done gave us everything already. We have everything we need to succeed and be happy. So we need to turn ourselves around, man, and reprogram ourselves. Like the guy who programmed himself that he was dying in prison. He wasn't dying in prison, but he told that to himself. Tell yourself that I'm a friend of Allah. I'm going to be good no matter what. I'm going to be good. I'm going to do good no matter what. I'm going to be good. I'm going to do good. Why? Because the evil that you do stay with you, and the good always come back. Good always come back. And what Allah tells us in the Bible, the Quran, He says everybody is going to see every little small thing you did that's bad, and everything small thing that you did that's good. So let's focus on the good and encourage the good. And let's ask Allah to make us all the friends of Allah. All our friends of Allah, strengthen us, accept from us, and forgive us for all of our sins that we did yesterday, last week, last year. All our put in the people's heart to forgive one another, Ya Allah, follow down. Please, Ya Allah, follow down. Strengthen us with unity and love, pure trust, pure honor among us, Ya Allah, follow down. And bless us to be good examples of Islam. And use us all for good, Ya Allah, follow down. In our communities, in our families, in our environments, in our neighborhoods, Ya Allah, follow down. And bless people to be excited and invite us to Islam for good deeds that we do, Ya Allah, follow down. And have mercy on us and give us the things that we need for your provision to be able to build more success, Ya Allah, in this life, in this land. And all around the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please have mercy on them in Egypt and in Syria and in Palestine, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all over the world who are struggling, Ya Allah, and the lives that you are calling back to you. Please bless them and their families, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give them Jannah, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ان الله وملائكته يصلوا على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد بعدد من صلى وصام، اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد بعدد من قعد وقام، وصل على جميع الانبياء والمرسلين وعلى كل ملائكه المقربين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين. عباد الله، ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وذكر الله تعالى وعلا وعلا وعز وجل وكبر واكبر.